You're listening to the Stock Day Podcast. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube for breaking news and actionable market intelligence on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it's happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. On today's show, my return guest is Chairman and CEO of Cebon Systems Inc., Mr. Scott Silverman. Cebon Systems Inc. trades on the OTC markets under the trading symbol CBNT. Cebon Systems Inc. is a San Antonio-based nanotechnology company and marketer of the patented Cebon technology, which strengthens glass for architectural window applications. The company's Patriot Glass Solutions division sells ballistic-resistant window film solutions and forced-entry-resistant window film solutions to commercial enterprises, schools, government agencies, and more. Scott, thanks so much for joining me again today.
Matthew, thank you for having us again.
You got it. So it's been a couple of weeks since we last spoke. Regular listeners will recall our last interview. Since we last spoke, you've issued some continued good news and filed an 8K most recently, restructuring one of your remaining, well, your only remaining promissory note. First of all, tell us more about this week's press release and that 8K.
Well, there's been a couple news items this week. Let me start with the pure operations of the business, if I can, Matthew. We put out a press release on Monday saying that we are now installed our technology in over, I think it's 162 schools and growing just in the state of Texas. And that's part of the mandate from the Texas Education Association, the TEA, that all schools by August of 2025 have to have installed some type of, quote, security window film or protective fencing around the ingress and egress of the schools and the first floor access windows of the schools. We hope to get a lot more as time goes by. We continue to work with many different school districts and many partners and distributors that are working with us in order to expand the breadth of our technology to help save lives in schools in the event, the horrific event or potential event of a school shooting. We also announced in that press release a couple new schools that issued purchase orders to us. And perhaps most relevantly, that I'll announce for the first time on this podcast, is we have now received an add-on order for a very significant project in Texas for one of the world's largest oil companies. They are building a new facility, and we have been contracted by their general contractor to provide our bullet-resistant solution, our BRS product, throughout the majority of that facility, and it's a very big commercial facility. We expect the final purchase order and a large oil company to be close to, if not in excess of, $500,000, $500,000. So in addition to the school stuff that we're doing, you know, obviously the commercial sector continues to bring significant business for us as well. The 8K that we filed Wednesday morning is something totally different. It has to do with our balance sheet. As you and our listeners may recall, back in May, we sold our automotive division for over $4 million, and we used the proceeds from that to pay off the majority of our debt and significantly strengthen the balance sheet. The majority of those payoffs were to entities that held convertible promissory notes, which in my opinion are always potentially damaging to the company. But when you need cash and you got to do things you got to do. And we only had one left. Today or Wednesday, we announced that we have restructured that agreement. We have restructured that note to eliminate the convertible feature and start to make cash monthly payments of $15,000 per month in order to pay off the principal and interest of that debt. So from a shareholder value perspective, many of our shareholders have called me and believe that the convertible nature of this instrument had hurt the potential shareholder value of the company because that note holder had the ability to convert at a set price of 0.0125. That's now gone. And as long as we continue to make the monthly payments, it will remain gone. And in addition, they're not going to charge any interest moving forward as well. So overall, that 8K shows very good news from a balance sheet perspective, very good news from what I believe is a shareholder value perspective. And I think that the rewards, if you will, of growing revenues quarter over quarter and a great 2023 will be now be able to be shown and reflected in shareholder value as a result of getting rid of the convertible nature of that promissory note. So overall, business is very strong. Revenue in the third quarter, as you know, was record over 800,000. We hope to meet or beat that in the fourth quarter, which isn't over yet. It's obviously early December at this point, so we have a long way to go to finish the quarter. But business remains strong. The balance sheet continues to be strengthened. And we as a management team are looking to do everything we can to maximize the shareholder value.
Thank you, Scott. Just to clarify, that was the only remaining promissory note for the company, correct?
Yes, that's the only remaining convertible promissory note. And I believe it's the only promissory note, but it's the only one that has the convertible nature to it with a set strike price. And that is now eliminated. And again, the people that follow the company and get on my conference calls and call me sometimes, they always ask about that. How do we pay that off? How do we get rid of that? We haven't paid it off yet, but we've gotten rid of the convertible nature, which is a significant move.
Well, congratulations on that. I wanted to ask a little bit more about this impressive commercial contract that you've recently secured. Does the company still consider schools to be the primary market for your products, or is it split between commercial schools? How do you determine where business is happening next?
Yeah, well, we've always had three main sectors in our Patriot Glass, now subsidiary. We announced that on the last call we had with you. It's no longer a division. It's a formal subsidiary. And it's schools, it's commercial, and it's government. And we get business in all three sectors. We still believe that the school sector has the most growth potential simply because of the initiatives in Texas by the government to quote unquote mandate either security window film or fencing around the school facility, or at least the ingress and egress areas of the facility. There are 8,100 schools in the state of Texas. And although it's hard to figure out how many have actually chosen a contractor or put up window film yet, we still believe that there's thousands of them out there that have not made that decision. Just yesterday or Monday, I was on a call with a large school district in eastern Texas that had just been allocated $2.5 million to fortify their schools. And we had four different people, ranging from superintendent to head of security to head of procurement, on that call. I believe there's 14 schools in the school district, and they were looking at other products that didn't stop bullets. When they heard that ours actually stopped bullets, as usual, we got the wow factor that goes along with those conversations, and we've now engaged in discussions with them to hopefully procure that contract as well. This happens on a weekly, if not daily, basis. Either I or Allison Tomek or Mike Wenke are on calls with various school districts, not just in Texas, but throughout the country, in order to discuss school safety initiatives. And while I'm on it, I think it's important to go beyond Texas. Yes, we're a Texas-based company. Yes, the majority of our school business thus far has come from Texas, but other states are starting to take note of what we are doing. We are in conversations with various representatives from the state of Florida. We have put bids out in several bids out in the state of Arkansas. We continue to reach into Tennessee, Maryland, Oklahoma, and other states. And through our dealer network, which is now up to 36 dealers across the country, we get bids from those geographic regions as well. So Texas is certainly a priority. We do believe that schools, to answer your question, is still the main business of the company. But commercial and government sector continues to be strong and continues to grow, as evidenced by two recent contracts, the one I just told you about today for a large oil company and another one a few weeks back for a large commercial building in the San Antonio area. So all three sectors are relevant, but to answer your question directly, yes, we still believe school is the largest growth opportunity.
Got it. Thank you. We've talked a little bit about the robust quarter that was Q3. How's Q4 shaping up?
It's shaping up well. Obviously, I don't want to throw any numbers out there on this call yet because we're not near the end of the quarter at this point. It's our goal to meet or exceed third quarter, which was by far a record quarter. And I should note that it was a record quarter even without the revenues from our automotive business that we sold back in May. So all of that revenue came from the Patriot Glass subsidiary of Seabond. It's a pretty simple formula at this point, Matthew. We manufacture our product in Houston, Texas. It is a best of breed, highly protected, patented chemical solution, chemical fluid like no other in the industry that proves to be a lot better than soap and water in the application of window film when it's used as a slip agent or an adhesive agent to bond the window film to the glass. And that's what Seebond does. We manufacture the chemicals. Then we have a subsidiary, Patriot Glass, that goes out and sells and installs. It's been a good formula. And as we grow across the country, I think it's going to become a better formula. Hopefully exposure to potential customers, to potential school leaders, superintendents, politicians, governments, you know, getting the attention of what we are and who we do is our main goal right now, because when it boils down to the actual product itself, I'll flex my arms all day and say we're best of breed, no doubt about it.
We've covered a lot of ground. It's been an information-packed update. Scott, thanks so much. Any last notes you'd like to share with our audience and investors at this time?
No, I look forward to talking to you again, probably after the new year, and hopefully reporting good fourth quarter and year-end results and more positive move-forward situations for the company. I want to thank you, Matthew, and the shareholders of Seebond, both past, current, and potential future shareholders that are watching this podcast. And we're glad you have interest, and we're happy to be in touch. So thank you very much.
You got it. My guest today has been the chairman and CEO of Seebond Systems, Inc., Mr. Scott Silverman. Seebond Systems, Inc. trades in the OTC markets under the trading symbol CBNT. For more information on the company, you can visit them online at patriotglasssolutions.com. Check out the recent press release as well and the 8K. Scott, thanks so much for coming on. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Matthew. Great to be with you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Spotlight Media Corporation, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when investing to determine investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.